drilled a bunch of oil wells up there eventually, but the first oil well was up there, and they always have had someone on the property that lived on the property. There was a big old house there for those people to live in, and they had actually, at one time, they had several little houses there, and they had a one-room school, too. And those houses were lit by gas from the oil well.
Locally, really locally.
Yes. I can remember going up there as a kid and being amazed that they had gas lights.
Yes. Well, I think the big push in electrification was in the 20s and 30s, probably. And so out here, people would have had it. But I bet in rural counties you find, well, probably there are still places that don't.
Well, and Newhall was close enough that we had a lot of Edison stations up there. Mm-hmm. And Bokeh Reservoir was one of the Edison reservoirs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a lot of Edison property in that area.
So from day one, it had electricity, for you at least. Okay, what is the name of what you screw into sockets?
What is the name of what?
What you screw into sockets in lamps?
A light bulb.
Okay. When people slept outside because they were, say, herding sheep, they slept on what?
Well, it would depend how lucky they were. They might have a little sheep herders. They had sometimes little caravans.
Mm-hmm.
And they would pull them around to different places. But if not, they'd just have to sleep on a pallet of some kind.
Okay. Pallet. Did people have a name for a big, rough blanket that you might use, or other kinds of bedding in those circumstances?
I don't remember any name in particular. I know in those days we did not have sleeping bags. They made their own sleeping bags out of layering blankets, you know, one on top of another like that. And if they were lucky enough to have some old army blankets, mm-hmm. that's what they used. They were a gray color, I remember, and they didn't show the dirt very easily.
It's always good. Well, are you familiar with something spelled S-U-G-A-N? Okay, just checking.
No.
I'm not either, but it's a term for one of those kinds of blankets or bedding. What would you rest your head on in bed?
A pillow.
And what would you put over it to protect it?
A pillowcase.
Were those ever made out of flour sacks?
Not in my house.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure that they were in other places, because I grew up during the Depression, and I remember seeing children with clothes made out of flour sacks.
Did those kids' flour sacks have floral designs on them?
No, that was before that.
Oh.
Later on, they became quite popular, and they had floral designs and that sort of thing. No, in the early 20s, in the early 30s, they were just plain old flour sacks.
Just unbleached
and the mothers would bleach them, and they could get the logos off of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.